us. Real estate is our life.
News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Saturday, the 16th of the year 2000, and you are listening to Soundbites.
2003.
That's what I said.
No, it isn't.
No.
2003, what year is it?
You said 2000.
I said 2003.
Time warp.
Moving on.
You just tried to mess me on, yeah. Yes, folks, but avoid the above the confusion. This is Soundbites. Saturday, and Nick is off doing who knows what with the family thing going on. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we have the Rob Linton live cam going for all you folks that aren't at the PGA, and you're listening to Soundbites, and near a computer, you can actually go and click on the link.
And no, there's no link yet. You have to type the address.
Last week, I was kind of hoping that it wouldn't happen again. I'm like, okay, one week I can handle it.
Your mom loves it. I know it. She knows. Now, it's just like, you know, those daycare centers. Your mom can tune in and see what you're doing.
She can see what I'm doing along with everybody else.
And also
tune
in with your friends and everybody else. Did you know Rob was doing this? Well, meanwhile, we'll give out that address in a little bit so you folks, if you want, can tap into it. But right now, let's go to the news, and we'll hit Steve Ray.
Well, we had some interesting old news, sort of, in the Apple world this year. A couple of years ago, there was a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of people that had purchased the early G3 Macintoshes. As Apple had started developing what became OS X, they said that they would get the old machines would be fully optimized. And eventually what happened is that the old ATI Rage 2 and Rage Pro video cards that the early machines used, Apple decided were too slow to do a lot of the optimization for the new DVD playback, OpenGL graphics, hardware accelerated QuickTime, all of the new fancy stuff. And basically, they're sticking with the Rage 128 card as sort of the minimum to support these new features. Well, someone happened to notice that in Apple's advertising at the time, they had said that the new G3s would run OS X just fine. Well, they do. It's just it's not optimized for some of the certain subsections. So some lawyer, you know, got into the legalese of the agreement and filed this class action lawsuit. There's a tentative conditional settlement has been achieved between Apple and the law firm of King and Ferdallo. I never know how to pronounce that one. Yeah. So that if you own one of the Bondi Blue or fruit-colored tray-loading iMacs, several generations of the older PowerMac G3 Platinum Color or the PowerBook G3, the original black one, that you basically may be entitled to restitution in this settlement. Right now, the settlement involves getting back the cost of OS X, basically $129, saying that the machines aren't capable of running it fully. They can run it, just not fully.
Yeah.
So you should get your $129 back. And possibly a coupon for $25 off a purchase at the Apple Store. So they're pattering this... patterning.
Pattering?
apparently not. They're using similar settlements in other class action lawsuits as a guide. Everyone might remember some of the Microsoft class action lawsuits.
Which one?
Right, yeah. The one where they agreed that Microsoft was an illegal monopoly and the punishment was that Microsoft could sell them more software.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much. So they're using that as a guide for coming up with this settlement. So if you own one of the very early G3s and are trying to run OS X on it, you may be entitled to get some money back. You want to check out some of the Apple News sites. We'll be posting a link on the Soundbites forum for the settlement results. But basically, most of the people pretty much knew that machines that old, you know, wouldn't run the Super Whiz Bang operating system and never tried.
Yep. Good enough.
Interesting. All right.
Okay, Dan. What's...
All right. Some Sony news, actually. You know how they have those memory sticks that look like the sticks of gum?
Yeah.
They came out with a new one. It's called the Memory Stick Dual Pro. They released it, and it's a smaller, roomier version, basically. It's about the size of a postage stamp. Yeah.
Even tinier.
Yeah.
And it has the capacity of up to 512 megabytes compared to the maximum of 128 megabytes. And it can transfer, at best conditions, it can transfer up to 20 megabytes per second, which is quite a bit faster than the older one. And memory stick makers are going to be jumping into this. SanDisk is coming out with a version of it. The 256 megabyte card is going to be about $130, and the 512 megabyte card is going to be about $300, which is a little expensive, but for people that need it and have the use for
the convenience,
yeah.
No, that's great.
That's good for
If you're going to be taking a lot of pictures, you usually have to buy three or four cards anyway.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
All right, well, we got to take a short news break. We'll be right back to take your phone calls and much more.
In an effort to promote running as an important part of the health and wellness of our community, Team USA and WHAM are proud to sponsor a free race, the Forks Park Fast 4 Road Race and Festival, Friday, August 29th. This event includes a 4-mile run, 4K walk, and a kids run. And all you need to do is pre-register. For more information and registration info, visit TeamUSANY.org. Forks Park Fast 4 Road Race is sponsored by Moran and Kufta, Brownstone Physical Therapy, Tim Dalbert Sporting Goods, the Harrow East Athletic Club, and your friends at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's winning time again at Batavia Downs.
Wanna bet?
Hey, the favorite horse wins 40% of the time.
Yeah.
And 75% of the time, the favorite is in the money.
Yeah.
And I listen to the Batavia Downs track handicapper. He's right 50% of the time. Remember the one night he picked 8 winners in a row?
Yeah.
Hey, we have a lot of fun at Batavia Downs with the great food and the new clubhouse. Even you could win more this season.
Wanna bet?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Races start at 7:35 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And this Saturday night, August 16th, it's Yolanda Vega night at Batavia Downs. The first 500 people in attendance get a free New York State Lottery instant scratch ticket. Must be 18 or over to get the free ticket.
Free admission, free parking, great food, great fun. If you can't get there for the fun, go to an OTP near you for the live action. We bet you're gonna win at Batavia Downs.
This WHAM PGA Championship update is brought to you by the law firm of Harter, Seacrest, and Emery. Exceeding client expectations by providing excellent legal service.
Hello again, everybody. Third round action here in the PGA Championship at Oak Hill. Hal Sutton with a hot hand so far today, 3 under through 5 holes. That gets him to plus 3 for the tournament. Just 6 shots off the lead. The leader is Sean McKeel at 3 under. Billy Andrade, Mike Weir, both 1 under par. Rod Pampling, even par. And a lot of players at plus 1. Tiger is having a bad day today so far. 3 over through 8 holes now. He has yet to hit a fairway in regulation. He has 3 over in regulation. He's really been spraying his driver today, and he is already at 3 over par. Our next update in 30 minutes. From Oak Hill, I'm Gary Smith for News Radio 1180, WHAM.
There are three kinds of Tic Tac lovers. Those who adore Tic Tac mints for their superb ability to freshen their breath.
Ah.
Those who prefer them for their great taste.
Mmm.
And then there are those who love them because they do it all.
Ah.
Mmm.
Mmm. Ah.
Tic Tac. It's not just because they taste great, and it's not just because they freshen your breath. It's because they do both that they're amazing. It's not just a mint. It's a Tic Tac.
Tomorrow on the Discovery Channel.
They were jealous of my beauty, resentful of my power. They took my life and tried to erase me from history.
3,000 years ago, she ruled Egypt, then vanished without a trace. Now, forensic science will bring her back. This could be the biggest find since King Tut. Nefertiti resurrected. A story of power, love, and betrayal. Tomorrow at 9 Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, and you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And the Rob Linton live cam is up, folks. What's the address of it, Steve?
We've posted it in the forums, but basically it's
209.
Yeah. Get your pencils ready.
Inquiry minds. Yeah.
209.105.158.251:8080/webcam.html.
We'll be repeating that again later on for you folks. But a little bit more in the news. For all you folks that are running, now this is only folks that are running Windows 2000 NT, oh no, not even NT, Windows 2000 or Windows XP. And XP is just about any computer that's been sold in the past year. Right now, it's called the W32/MS Blast Virus. And it's going around, and basically, it's kind of a clever. I mean, Dan and I were talking about this. This is one of the most ingenious viruses in that it comes in. You don't have to have email. All you got to do is be surfing the web. You can get infected if you're running Windows XP or Windows 2000.
And there was even reports that it will affect NT. But since it's no longer supported, there's no patch.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't be running NT, basically.
But this is out there. There's a number of fixes. You can go to Symantec or Norton. The Stinger patch has been up there to do that. And then you've got to go to the Microsoft website, and it's listed in their article, to go get the patch, which, oh, by the way, has been out there since July 16th. You know, so there was none of this, why didn't they have this out there sooner? It's been there, folks, but a lot of you folks don't take the time when that little reminder comes up and says, oh, there's current updates. Should I do this? A lot of folks say, maybe later. You know, well, now we've been seeing quite a few computers come in with this virus in there, and it's kind of tricky because it literally sends it through an endless loop sometimes will bring up the screen trying to get this port out. Here's the cleverness of this virus. As of today, it was supposed to attack Microsoft.
Yeah, midnight last night.
The Windows update server.
Yeah, the whole virus is more or less contracted to turn around, infect your machines, and then blast Microsoft. I was trying to think of the bad side of that, but no, can't. Oh, well. All right.
What was interesting is that the blaster virus was targeting the Windows update server so that you couldn't get the updates to patch against the virus.
Right, and it just keeps sending you through an endless loop of restarting the machine.
Right, and the problem is that most virus writers aren't very good programmers, so there's bugs in the program to make your machine crash.
Right.
But interestingly enough, last night, Microsoft.com's main website suffered a denial-of-service attack and was off the Internet for a few hours.
Yep. That's what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And funny
the blaster virus was supposed to attack the Windows update site. And the attack last night was the main Microsoft.com site.
Ooh.
Slightly different, yeah.
Another thing is you don't even have to do anything to contract the virus. It just surfing the Internet. It just automatically downloads into your port.
Well, it comes in through a known port, the TTFTP, that...
Right.
Not many people use unless your system's programmers and know what you're doing, but the port is there and it's open and available for use.
Okay. All right. Which leads me right into this week's trivia question, which allows you, of course, you've got to come down to the station. You can't have won in the past 30 days, I think is fair enough to do. And this week's trivia question for two tickets to any, the Regal? Cinema theaters around town. Who invented email?
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Who invented email? This is going to be the trivia question for two movie tickets, and let's go on to the phones. We'll go to Penfield. Andre?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Al Gore. I was trying to trivia, I think. Al Gore said he...
No, yeah, I know. He liked to take...
he invented the Internet, though.
Yeah,
he invented the Internet.
Credit for the Internet.
The Internet, okay.
Yeah.
The other day when the power went down, I tried to turn my computer back on, and it kept locking me, kept shutting down. I don't know if that was the virus or what, but... So I put a Norton disc in, and come to find out, I put the disc in for like 95, and I have totally messed up my computer now. Now I can't even get it to try to. You know, I was going to reinstall the software on the D drive on the CD, but now it won't even read the CD.
What OS were you running?
I was running XP.
Okay, you can try the repair on XP. You can try booting off the XP. CD and running the first menu you'll get, you can do a repair off of that. That's not the one you want. You go to install Windows XP, and from that menu you can get a repair option.
Okay.
You can try doing that, and that will reinstall the files.
One thing before you do that one, but this is, if this doesn't work, what I'm telling you, then you're going to have to do what Dan said.
Yes.
What you can do is, while the machine is booting up, if you hold down the control key, you'll get a menu.
Yes.
There's an option there to last known good boot up. Try selecting that. If that reboots your machine, you're golden.
Okay.
Then you're going to have to try to do the patches in that for the MS Blaster if you've got that one. Otherwise, you're going to have to do what Dan said.
Okay, because it won't even read the, you know, it won't even...
Boot the hard drive at all.
It won't even boot the hard drive. It won't even boot the CD-ROM drive either.
Do you get anything on your screen?
Like no, I have to put in a diskette, which is an old Norton's one from 95.
I'm wondering if he fried the controller on the month. We've gotten in, believe it or not, I think it's two or three computers right now.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple, too.
That just won't boot up. It literally fried them. Matter of fact, we had another one.
It's actually a lot fewer than we expected after the blackout.
Yeah.
I got one in. The guy said, it just died. I took out the hard drive. I flipped it over, and there's a bunch of, you know, different silicone chips there.
Yeah.
One of them is literally melted. It took such a power surge that it literally melted the chip. So you're going to have to check that out. If you don't hear the hard drive spinning, you might have taken that thing out. You might want to take it to a local shop and have them do a diagnostic to let you know where you stand.
Yeah, if you're lucky, it just blew the fuse in the power supply, or it may have blown the whole power supply.
They can
or
do a diagnostics. We do it for $30, and we'll tell you.
Who was we?
NRIPC Management or any of the other folks that are sponsors of the show, like Green Shield or MicroWorks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, then.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for more of your questions on Soundbites, WHAM 1180.
WHAM. When you need to know, turn to the news leader.
Is your power outage affecting much of the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, with power out in Cleveland, Detroit, north to Toronto and Ottawa?
Whenever news happens, turn to News Radio 1180.
Mag flashlights are already selling for $17.
I'm Glenn Lambert, along with Bob Lonsberry, and we are here to keep you company during what is really turning out to be a crisis.
WHAM.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide, but you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor, and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
The end of summer is almost here, and it's time for one more party. The East End of Summer Jam, Friday, August 22nd. 4 outdoor stages with over 10 great bands spread throughout the East End. Accept no substitutions. Come and enjoy the food and beverage. Enjoy the entertainment. Enjoy the East End of Summer Jam, Friday, August 22nd. From 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. outside and until 2 a.m. inside. So make sure you don't miss the last hurrah of the summer of 2003. Bacardi and the Havana House proudly sponsor the East End of Summer Jam.
News Radio 1180 WHAM, and it's Brad Davies from the WHAM Morning News hanging out at Dick's in Henrietta. You can take advantage of all the back-to-school specials on footwear and clothing today. Plus, we have chances for you to win some prizes. All you have to do is step down to the table. We are predictably, here we are at PGA Week, of course, located in the golf area. You can stop by. There's a bunch of golf specials here as well, including, you know, those hot Nike drivers that are normally $300, now on sale for about $160. You certainly can't beat that. You come on down. It's Nike Sale Week as well. Today is the last day of that. You can save on Nike apparel throughout the store, and that includes the hats and the shirts and the shoes, and that's both men's and women's as well. We hope to see you on down here. I'll be here until 2 today on your way to the PGA. Stop by and say hello. It is Dick's in Henrietta. Again, you have chances to win some prizes and a bunch of sales specials as well. With News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
No, I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Daniel Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're taking your questions, and we're going to go to the phones in just a second, but I want to repeat. The trivia question for this week is, who invented email? And we'll go to the phones. Dan in Rochester. Go ahead, Dan. What's your question?
Hi, guys. I've called you a few other times. Okay, the problem of the week for me is I have these AST pages, and I've got information on there from a database, and I'm trying to get it so I can link up to MapQuest, and instead of hard coding values to like city, state, and address, I'm trying to pass those values in from my AST page because they have a link, a free link thing on their site, and it gives the syntax to use that free link, they only hard code the values in, and I'm trying to figure out how to pass those in from fields on a AST page.
I've done that in FileMaker just by building a text string. www.mapquest.com is the beginning of the string, and then concatenate your request, and then just by looking at what the syntax of a MapQuest map lookup is, and building that as a text string, and sending it as a URL link onto your page, that might work.
Okay, because in the syntax that they gave, the thing that they gave is It uses this the URL is http://maps/map/map.adp?, and then it has city equals and the ampersand and state equals and so on and so forth, and but it has hard coded values. It has specific values in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out how to replace those hard coded values with the values from my
Does MapQuest have like a Q&A board or something you can post for help or ask for help?
Well, I've asked for help several times and I haven't gotten a reply back.
But sometimes if you go to some of the forums, they might if you go to the forum section on the internet and see if there's one up there for MapQuest, and see, because a lot of users sometimes can give other users help. It's just like this show. We get other folks that we might not be able to answer it, but other folks that have actually dealt with that can help you out.
Yeah, have you tried building a text string using your variables?
Well,
because it looks like it should be fairly simple. It's all plain text in the URL.
Yeah. Isn't this URL itself a text string because it has.
Right. Yeah. You just need to build your own text string. So you take the www syntax, mm-hmm. and then concatenate that with your variable for the city name, and then concatenate that with the equals city equals whatever. And then concatenate that with the state equals, concatenate that with your variable for your state.
Yeah, right. If you build your own, you should be able to go ahead and do that.
Right, I've tried to do that, and it just doesn't seem to want to work. And it's probably something very simple that I'm not doing that I need to do.
Check the spelling, and it looks like they're all lower cases. One trick might be, what's the concatenation symbol in your database?
Is it
an ampersand or is it something else?
On the AFP page, I don't know that it's specified.
That's your problem. You need to have a concatenation statement when you're building your text string. And MapQuest is using an ampersand for their concatenate, so you might have to put a literal ampersand in your text string as you're building it in your source code.
Okay, well, yeah,
Well, give that a shot, okay. And, like I say, we're no experts at it, but, again, you might want to look at some other forums to see if some folks have, gotten into this benefit, but that's about the best we can help you with right now, okay? All right, let's move on to our next caller. We're going to go to Ben in Rochester. How you doing, Ben?
I'm good. How are you?
You want to take a shot at the trivia?
Yep. Gibson.
Who?
Gibson.
Nope. Nope. Sorry, thank you for trying. Nobody.
Mel Gibson, the actor?
No, I was just got another question quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my grandfather, he had to update his antivirus program, so mm-hmm. he switched from McAfee to Norton.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when he scans his C drive, it takes 8 seconds, and I don't think it should take. That's kind of quick, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's probably just scanning the root directory. You need to tell it to scan all subdirectories also.
Okay.
Check the settings in there, because there's a bunch of settings that you can tell it what to scan, what not to scan. Check those out and see if that works.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Now, did you you uninstalled the McAfee, right?
Yeah.
All right, because some folks will sit there and leave both on there.
Try to do both.
They figure it's double the protection, and they've got both programs trying to scan, and it causes confusion. As long as you uninstalled one and the other, then you should be okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Again, we'll repeat the trivia question. Who invented email? And we're going to go to Bert in Palmyra. How you doing, Bert?
Very good, guys. How are you?
Oh, we could complain, but nobody listens to us.
I know what you mean. Take a shot at the trivia.
All right.
Len Kleinrock.
No, nice try, though. You got a question for us.
No, just thought the first guy that admits on paper to using the ARPANET for trivial purposes might have been who you had in mind.
Thank you very much, sir.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. We'll go next to Bill in Honeyoy. How you doing, Bill?
Good, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Yourself?
Good. Thank you. Shout out to trivia.
Okay.
Ray Tomlinson.
You got it.
Wow. Good job.
Very good, sir. If you got a question for us also, or you just...
No, but I just want to let you guys know that as I do my Saturday duties, mm-hmm. Whether it be working on my car or working on the boat or what have you, I always make sure I have you guys on, and thanks a lot.
Well, we really appreciate it. You hold on, Bill, and Rob will be taking your information from you, and you get to come up here to the studios anytime Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. And claim your tickets, okay? All right. Well, one other thing, though, I wanted to mention, because right now it's a prime time that a lot of kids are getting ready to go back to school, especially the kids for, the dorms and all that. And this is one thing folks have been bringing up to us is, all right, I want to get my kid a computer. And a lot of the kids want to get these laptops because they figure, okay, well, I can go from here to my dorm, and I can go to the bookstore, and I can go here, and I can go there. Well, I guess, unless they've got a real good justification, but if they're going to be living in a dorm, right now, the highest theft are laptops. especially in dorms, and that you
it's very easy to leave behind in a classroom, even accidentally leave it behind for a minute and it disappears.
Or a couple of seconds, it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, literally, a laptop. If somebody you see somebody walking around with a backpack and they're going through a dorm room and a door is open, nobody's around. Says, oh, they're down taking a shower or whatever. That laptop can be quickly unplugged. The battery pack and that thrown into a backpack. And you wouldn't know what individual, because if I lined 20 people, even 5 people up there, and put it, and they loaded it into their backpack, you wouldn't know who had it in there. They walk so fast that if you folks are considering a system, consider a desktop. That's why they still make pen and paper to do your regular note-taking, and then you can always go back and pound it into the computer
You can get padlocking kits that will lock it down to a table or whatnot, but then you have to remember to keep doing that.
Yeah, and leave the backpack somewhere, put it in there, it's gone, folks.
We've even had people that buy desktops will still get the locking kit because, especially on the Mac side, the physical smallness of an eMac or an iMac makes it very easy to just pick up and carry away, and even on the PC side, a small tower. You don't need a monitor. You can get those elsewhere. You just want the computer.
Yeah. Right.
So it's even with desktops, you might want to consider getting a locking cable to lock it down to your desk.
Okay. Well, we got somebody on a car phone. Stan, you pulled over?
No.
Are you hands-free?
Yes, I am.
All right. Go ahead. What's your question?
A couple weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I think it is, you mentioned that on Windows 98 Second Edition, anything over 256 meg kind of slowed it down.
Yep.
I've got a half a gig on mine and speeds it up.
Depends on the application you're using.
Pardon?
It depends on an application. If you're using a CAD program or something like that that's very memory intensive, yes. But normally, for the average user, over 256 is a waste.
It depends on the hardware, too. Some hardware can utilize the extra memory. It really depends.
I have a Dell Precision 210.
Okay.
Pentium 3.
Okay, yeah.
450 megahertz.
Yeah, generally when it first came out, Windows 98, anything over 256, it doesn't really utilize, and it's just kind of a waste of memory, but some configurations can work with it.
Basically so, what a lot of times it was is in the early days, of any given chip or architecture or operating system, they didn't make memory configurations that big. The classic saying that who's going to need more than 640K of memory, because nobody made anything more than 640K, so that the machines weren't designed to use it, they weren't designed how to understand that much memory. And what happens a lot of time is the program will ask the operating system how much memory there is. The operating system says, 512 million bytes, and the program can't count that high, so it gets confused and doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But
it's working for you.
Right, yeah. In your case, your system and hardware might be enough to, apparently is enough to be able to utilize it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they run 2 or 3 versions of PCAP.
If it can utilize it, you're the exception to the rule, okay?
Okay.
Like I say, we get a lot of folks that all they're doing is word processing and maybe email, and they're all dressed up and no place to go because the system really doesn't utilize it. And again, it also depends on the architect. There's a lot more to the puzzle than the old days. Before it used to be a 6-piece puzzle. Now it's, maybe a 500-piece puzzle, and you're trying to interlock all these pieces and get them to work well. So it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, that got my curiosity up because I raised it from 256 to 512, and I immediately saw the difference.
Well, especially on slower processors, more RAM can overcome a slow processor, relatively speaking.
Well, we're glad we're working for you. Okay, we got to take a news break, and we'll be back in a little bit after the whole break there and take some more of your computer questions on Soundbites, 1180 WHAM.
Dude, this is a nice Jeep. I totally dig cruising around town with top off, sunshine, cool breeze. Hey, guys, look over there. Hey, baby. What's cooking, good looking? Oh, look out. Ow.
Mama.
Good looking girls and stupid guys. That's why we do it. The Wham Highway Patrol. Mornings and afternoons on Rochester's only news radio, 1180 WHAM.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bullying with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura. Weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio
CBS
station.
CBS News.
I'm Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Soundbites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And just to repeat this for you folks, and we've had a few folks calling in and asking about this W32MS Blaster virus. There are a number of fixes. It only affects Windows 2000, some NT4.0, and definitely Windows XP. And XP, oh, by the way, has been out there and coming on every machine since over a year ago. So chances are anybody that's gotten a new machine, you know, you're going to have the XP and you're very susceptible to getting this virus if you haven't done the update. So we suggest that you go to the various websites, either McAfee or Norton. You can get the update, and they run you through on how to fix it. And it's really not that tough. The patch has been out since July. So, you know, if you already did that, you might already be safe.
And on the Soundbites website list, I've posted a link to a Ask Nick page where he's got some information with direct links to the Windows 2000 patch and the XP patch and a program that will scan your network for it. As we said earlier, it does not have to come through email. It can
Correct.
Come directly from the Internet if you go to a page that has that virus or worm. It's a virus-like worm, has the code embedded into it.
And again, one more time, Steve, if you would repeat the Rob Linton webcam address.
It's in our forums and the fun stuff page, but the address is 209.105.158.251:8080/webcam.html. And I see by my traffic indicators here on our hub that there
it's
are people looking at it.
that frightens me just a little bit. I have to say that. I'm a little concerned. But
notice how he's hiding behind
time.
His microphone.
I'm trying to hide behind the microphone, yeah.
We're going to get your mom calling next.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, let's go to Jim in Rochester. Go ahead, Jim. Hello, Jim. Jim, you still there?
How you doing?
Yeah, we're good. How are you?
A little bit warm. I wish I had air conditioning that was working.
All right, how you doing? What can we do you for?
Some kind of tips on installing Linux. I sent away for this. There's 7 disks, mm-hmm. and I'm sort of a novice at this. I'm not really sure. I have Windows 98 SE, but somewhere along the line I got a virus. Something happened. People at the technician said to reinstall the Windows 98 disk, mm-hmm. and I tried doing that, and I ran into all kinds of problems.
Now you have to clean the virus first.
Yeah, you've got to get that virus out of there.
Well, supposedly they did that. That was at one of the local stores.
Mm-hmm.
But he said to be, you know, because they lost some of the operations to reinstall Windows 98, which I tried doing, and like I said, I encountered a lot of problems.
Like what?
It just wouldn't...
Did you try doing it right from a DOS prompt?
No. What do you mean by DOS prompt?
All right, if you're booting up the machine, okay,
yeah,
and you hit F8 as it's booting up,
yeah,
you'll get a menu. You can go down to the very last option, which is command prompt only. Now, 10-to-1 odds, Windows 98, the rule of thumb is if you type in at the C prompt, CD space Windows /options / CABS, cabs, and hit enter.
Yep.
That'll take you to where all the files are to reinstall Windows. Once you're into that folder, if you type setup, it will reinstall Windows over Windows. If you're trying to install Windows within Windows, it quite often will fail.
Mm-hmm.
So
or if you can even
do it out of the DOS program.
If you can even boot your Windows CD and not boot the hard drive at all.
Yeah, you can start the setup right up, right from the CD if you boot off.
If your machine is new enough to boot from a CD.
Well, I think, yeah, I think it'll do that. I'm not sure. It was a while when I tried to do this. It was a while ago.
Well, yeah, it usually came with the CD and a boot disk.
Uh-huh.
If you put the boot disk in, it gives you the option to press any key to boot from the CD, and then it'll present you with a menu, and you can install Windows right from the CD also.
But back to your original question on installing Linux, there are many different distributions of Linux. Some of them want to own the entire hard drive, so they'll basically, you know, remove the operating system you have on there already. If you want to keep your existing Windows and have a second operating system basically as Linux, one of the convenient things to do is have a second hard drive to do it with. So one hard drive for Windows, one hard drive for Linux.
Right.
Then there's also the Coptix, mm-hmm. the Linux that Nick has talked about.
That's the one I think I have.
That actually comes on a CD, and
yeah.
you boot from the CD itself. So
right.
it never looks
yeah.
at your hard drive, never touches your hard drive.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about anything in your existing Windows. You can just boot into Linux off the CD and play with Linux as a separate operating system.
But there's seven disks.
Seven disks?
Yeah, they send you seven disks.
That might be an install of it. And
yeah.
if that is, you can... Again, usually with the Linux operating system, you can boot from the CD and it starts the installation.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to be careful because it sets up the partitions and everything to run Linux.
Yeah.
And you can set those partitions. If you want to keep Windows 98, you have to set them accordingly to keep Windows 98 on there. But usually it's kind of straightforward if you boot off the CD.
Yeah, I think one of the CDs is sort of the try it before you install it. CDs
yeah.
that you can just play with things before actually installing it onto your hard drive.
Right.
Okay.
Let me just one more question. Which do you think is better, reinstalling Windows or going with Linux?
Well, tell you what, why don't you get your Windows working correctly
yep.
and then try doing the Linux and see if you can do like a dual boot and, you know, we have best of both worlds. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back to answer the rest of your questions, and you're listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We'll be heading out to the PGA in just a minute with Gary Smith live here on WHAM.
When the blackout of 2003 hit.
The nation dealing with its largest power outage in the history of the country.
Rochester turned to News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It appears that we're going to be in for the long haul on this.
Team with News Source 13. WHAM provided you with the most complete coverage.
Despite the loss of power, police report no looting or rioting.
When you need to know, turn to News Radio 1180 WHAM. This WHAM PGA Championship update is brought to you by Hadlock House of Paints. The best paint, the best people, the best price.
Play continues here in round three of the PGA Championship at Oak Hill. Hal Sutton continues with a hot hand today. He just lost a shot, but he's still three under for the day and now at plus three for the tournament. Kenny Perry also three under today through 15 holes. That moves him to plus four for the tournament. Tiger Woods is making a move today. Unfortunately, it's in the wrong direction. He is plus four on his round through 11 holes, putting him at plus 10 for the tournament. Our leader continues to be Sean McKeel, who will tee off with Billy Andrade at 3:05 this afternoon. That is the final tee time. Just ahead of them, Mike Weir and Rod Pampling. Sean McKeel with a two-shot lead right now. Our next update in a few minutes from Oak Hill. I'm Gary Smith for News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior specials, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
The 2003 Chevy Trailblazer. No fluff, all fact. Fact, Chevy Trailblazer has unsurpassed standard horsepower in its class. Fact, 7-passenger Trailblazer EXT has more overall interior room than Ford Explorer or Dodge Durango. And here's one more fact you can bank on. Now get a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, Impala or Silverado with 0% APR financing for 60 months for qualified buyers. And current Chevy owners and lessees get $5,000 total cash back when you purchase a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, $4,500 total cash back when you purchase a 2003 Impala, or $4,000 total cash back when you purchase a 2003 Silverado. Includes bonus and loyalty cash on Trailblazer and Impala, loyalty cash on Silverado. Residency restrictions apply. Loyalty offer not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 9203. Based on latest available competitive information, cargo and low capacity limited by weight and distribution. See your local Chevy dealer today.
Back in 1824, the Ridge Road Corridor out Albion Way saw a chair of weary travelers, adventurers, and stagecoaches heading to and from their destinations looking for a good hearty meal among friends and family. And they found it at Tillman's Village Inn in Albion. Now, 179 years later, the corner of Routes 104 and 98 in Albion is still the destination for travelers, adventurers, and hungry families throughout Western New York. A short drive from the city will give you an historic adventure with a cobblestone museum, the Ridge Road Station store, farm market, gift shops, and of course, the undeniable charm of Tillman's Village Inn. It's worth the drive from the city, not only for the reasonable prices, but for the award-winning cuisine, like Tillman's House Specialty, Prime Rib, served by four generations of Tillman's family with old-fashioned care. Tillman's Historic Village Inn. Take Route 104 to the corner of Route 98 in Albion. Call 589-9151 for reservations. I'm Chet Walker.
And I'm Jim Taylor, president of R.J. Taylor Construction, with a preview of the November 9th appearance by Bill Cosby to benefit the Lifetime Assistance Foundation.
Experienced, beloved entertainer Bill Cosby, who's delighted audience all over the world with his wonderful gift of humor. Bill Cosby will perform at an appearance Sunday afternoon, November 9th, at the Eastman School of Music's Eastman Theater.
There was only one kid in the neighborhood that had a pair of sneakers. His name was Rudy. I'll never forget it. Rudy came running by us. So fast.
What was that?
I don't know. It was something fast. You know, and he came up. How you doing, gang? How's everything? It's good to see you. What do you got on?
I got on sneakers.
See that? They make you run fast. You can run, stop on a dime. I'll give you 9 cents change.
The Lifetime Assistance Foundation was established to serve children and adults with developmental disabilities. Please join R.J. Taylor in supporting this presentation of the 7th Annual Inspiration Award to Bill Cosby. Call Ticketmaster for your tickets today.
Join us Sunday, November 9th, to experience Bill Cosby.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services.
News Radio 1180 WHAM. It is Brad Davies, Lamb Sports Director, hanging out at Dick's. In Henrietta, it's a big day here today. It's the last day of their Nike Week sale. If you have an opportunity, make sure you stop down. Of course, Dick's, you get the best prices and selection on sporting goods in town. Every season starts at Dick's, and every weekend should start at Dick's as well. Maybe you're on the way to the PGA Championship, and you're parking here in Henrietta. You want to stop by and make sure you take advantage of some of the big sales they have going on at Dick's. In fact, I'm taking advantage of some of those sales myself. Just did a little shopping a little while ago, and I'm getting ready to go to the PGA, too. Make sure you stop on by, say hello. We have some Red Wings tickets we can give you. We have a bunch of the Western New York golf guides from WHAM we can hand out. We have some other prizes as well. We're hanging out right in the golf section where they have tremendous specials going on. But, of course, the specials go on throughout the store. We're here till 2. Hope to see you before then with News Radio on 80 WHAM.
And they would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Sound Bites, and I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're going to go back to the phones. Brian in Rochester. How can we help you today, Brian?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I recently went to a website to download music.
and you had to download and install some software with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble getting the software installed. Every time I go to install it, I get an error message that says, could not load oleac.dll library.
How do you spell that?
O-L-E-A-C. And I went back to the website. They said a possible fix for that is to download and install DirectX from Microsoft.
You're probably trying to download a media player, and it's dependent on other Windows libraries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I went to DirectX and installed their latest version, which was 9B, I guess, and I keep getting the same error
what
message.
What OS are you running?
Windows 98.
SE?
I'm not sure if it's SE or not, actually.
Probably is, because I don't think it'll let you download and install DirectX 9 if it's not SE. But what's the name of the software, anyway?
It's Kazaa.
Oh.
Peer-to-peer software?
Yeah.
Right. 99% of everything on Kazaa is illegal, and the rest of it are viruses.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the new version of it is horrible. It contains so much spyware. Sometimes it just crashes your computer so much.
Yeah, newsnet.now, SaveNet. I mean, there's tons of spyware that it loads every time you reboot your machine. That's literally sending out information to wherever you surf on the net.
No kidding.
There are some other programs out there.
And a lot of it is just most of the people writing viruses and spy programs aren't very good programmers.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of other errors that come in while you're trying to do this.
Uh-huh.
Other than Kazaa, I do a search over on the web, and there are other sharing programs.
Okay.
That I would take a look at. Yeah, but Kazaa, we've seen a great deal of viruses being traveled, and it also trashing people's machines.
Yeah,
well, the only legal place to download music is at buymusic.com for Windows or iTunes.com for Mac.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'll try those then.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Bye.
Okay, moving right along, we'll go to Joanne in Rochester. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hi, you guys. I think I might have the same problem as the last caller. My kids, I have a Windows 98 PC here. And they have Kazaa, and I've just started getting a bunch of error messages, error loading, C/program-1, and then a whole bunch of stuff after that, and an error loading module, CVE.
Do you have antivirus software on your machine?
I do.
And it's up to date?
Probably not.
That's not the right answer. That, in other words, you don't have antivirus software. Thank you.
You need to download a program called Stinger. That will scan for the 24 most nastiest viruses, many of which will turn off your virus protection anyway.
Now, my other question was my initial one after I was done listening to Brian there is that I can't even get out to the Internet anymore. He's telling me I cannot find the server.
You'll have to download the programs from somebody else's machine to get your machine
cleaned
up.
Get it on a floppy, yeah.
Stinger for viruses, AdAware for the spy program.
Spyware.
Also, try uninstalling the Kazaa.
Uninstall it?
Yeah. And remove programs.
You might be able to boot into safe mode. Just before the Windows logo comes up, hold down the control key or the F8 key, and that will bring up a menu to let you go into safe mode. And that will prevent all of the extra things from loading and just boot you into a very low-level, safe,
generic
Windows.
Okay.
And then you can try to uninstall some of these programs.
All right, so Stinger's the place to go for the virus.
Right.
Antivirus.
Yeah,
okay.
As a matter of fact, Stinger.
Right. Stinger gets updated every couple of days. It's not specifically an antivirus program. It scans your machine for 27 specific viruses that disable antivirus software. And then once your machine is clean, you'll need to uninstall and reinstall and update your current antivirus software.
Right. That's the key because, if you don't stay current, that's what they're counting on.
Yeah, current means within a day or two.
Yeah.
So every couple of days, update your antivirus software.
All right, I will do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, next we're going to go to Jeff in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Good. My question is this. I'm looking for a good voicemail software. My problem is this. I was using SuperVoice on my old computer. And I got myself a new computer now, and the old software is not compatible with the new computer. And the new SuperVoice, I just can't get it to run. I use it one phone line for both a voicemail and for a fax receiving. And so I want to get some software that can distinguish between incoming voice calls and faxes. Are you guys familiar with any types of software that's good in that respect?
Not specifically. Yeah. I use Frontier voicemail for $5 a month, and handles all the voicemail for me.
Right. Well, I have that, too, as a backup. But I need something, if a fax is coming in, that it'll distinguish between fax and voice.
I know there is hardware that will do that.
Yeah, there's a number of boxes, like at Staples or any of the superstores.
Well, my computer will do that, too, with the right software. I mean, it was working fine with my older computer.
Okay.
The problem when you upgrade to a new computer is not all the software is compatible.
Yeah, I'm doing a general search at Google, and I found one called Easy Voice, answering machine software with voicemail services.
Easy Voice.
Call ID screening. You can probably just dig around on Google and see what you can find.
Yeah.
You just type
see if they'll send you a demo just so you can try it out.
Okay. So you do a Google search, and what'd you type in there?
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail, okay.
Yep. Okay.
I'll give that a try. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, we got to take a break, and we'll be back in just a little bit to take more of your computer questions on Soundbites Wham 1180.
WHAM. When you need to know, turn to the news leader.
Your power outage affecting much of the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, with power out in Cleveland, Detroit, north to Toronto and Ottawa.
Whatever news happens, turn to News Radio 1180.
Mag flashlights are already selling for $17.
I'm Glenn Lambert, along with Bob Lonsberry, and we are here to keep you company during what is really turning out to be a crisis.
WHAM.
Jim Boeheim here to let you know that I'm coming to Rochester this fall. Join me in helping Tom Peer celebrate 30 years of success at its annual sports luncheon. I look forward to seeing you on October 9th.
You can meet Jim Boeheim, head coach of Syracuse University's national championship basketball team, at this year's Compeer Sports Luncheon. Proceeds benefit Compeer, an innovative mental health advocacy organization. Compeer matches community volunteers with adults and children in need of support. This pioneer agency started in Rochester, and the Compeer program's local success over the last 30 years has made it a model around the world. Compeer needs your help to enhance its programs and recruit more volunteers. Tickets to see Jim Boeheim are now on sale. To order tickets or to become a Compeer mentor, please call 546-8280. This message brought to you by Mercer Human Resource Consulting, the leading global full-service HR consulting firm. And a proud sponsor of the Compeer Sports Luncheon. Mercer knows.
You've heard how Real Lease makes it real simple to arrange equipment leasing that's right for your company, and here's why. Unmatched personal service. Behind the scenes at Real Lease, dedicated professionals focus their considerable experience to fulfill your equipment leasing needs like no one else can. By making the application and approval process real simple and real fast, just the way you want it. Real simple, real fast, Real Lease. Call 585-244-8855 to arrange a personal consultation.
Good class. Ooh, your arthritis pain's acting up again. How'd you know?
Oh, I knew.
Use an ordinary pain rub on your arthritis and everyone knows it.
See you next week.
Next time, try odor-free aspirin cream instead. When used as directed, you get hours of clinically proven pain relief nobody knows about but you.
Oh, I see your arthritis is better.
You can tell?
Oh, I can tell.
Aspirin-free aspirin cream. Arthritis pain relief nobody knows about but you.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges, and you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bella Sera USA, Hayward, California.
This WHAM PGA Championship Update is brought to you by Real Lease, the equipment leasing specialist.
Play continues in the third round of the PGA Championship here at Oak Hill. Our leader continues to be Sean McKeel. He will be off the tee at 3:05 this afternoon. He has a two-shot lead over Billy Andrade and Mike Weir. Let's get out on the course and talk to one of our reporters, Gene Battaglia. Gene?
Good afternoon, Gary. Just to give you an idea of the galleries, three deep watching Vijay Singh.
but he's just warming up right now on the practice round. So right now, Vijay Singh getting ready, and if you're heading out today, it's going to require a little bit of advanced planning and, I guess, a little bit of luck to get a good view because the galleries today are huge. Gary, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Gene. Hal Sutton with the best round so far today is at 4-under through 10 holes. That puts him at plus 2 for the tournament. Kenny Perry, 3-under through 16. He is at plus 4. Tiger, 4-over today. He's at plus 10. Our leaders tee off at 3:05, Sean McKeel and Billy Andre. In our next update in 30 minutes from Oak Hill, I'm Gary Smith for News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Soundbites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're taking your calls. And next, we're going to go all the way out to Greece. Diane, how are you doing out there in Greece with all that construction and everything else going on?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're just doing peachy.
Yeah, good. That's a tip for everyone today. Stay off of Ridge Road. It's closed.
Every Saturday, every weekend, you should be off of Ridge Road.
And I live off of Stone, and it's closed in three different places. I can't get home anymore.
Maybe your wife planned it that way, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, got a quick question for you guys, and don't get too technical now.
All right.
I have three different computers. I have my daughter's, who's home from college. I have my regular computer and a laptop, and I have McAfee antivirus working on my home computer. Now, could I also have McAfee for the other computers without paying again? You know how you have that yearly subscription?
No, you need to purchase the software for every computer it's running on.
You do. Okay.
Many companies will offer discounts if you order five at a time. It's a single box that costs less than five individual boxes.
Are you on a network?
No, we're not.
Oh. As I was going to say, sometimes McAfee will allow you to scan other drives. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be on a network, and you just wanted to quick check to see if they were.
Right.
You're not putting the software on those other machines, but if they were on a network, you could set it up to share that, and then you could scan those other machines through your one machine.
Yeah, I've thought about doing that, but I.
I would think
laptop already has networking capabilities into
probably.
It.
Probably. Yeah. There is a free antivirus program, AVG.
Yes, that's what I was going to go to next. AVG would be the next best one.
Is that Griffsoft?
What is it again? I'm sorry.
AVG. If you go to our website,
okay.
soundbites.org, go scroll down on the right-hand side, you will see, I heard this website on your show.
Mm-hmm.
If you right at the top of the list on the right-hand side is AVG.
Okay.
You go to there, and you can download a free version of AVG software.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
We usually don't suggest free software for critical things like this,
mm-hmm.
because there's always the perception that it isn't well supported or isn't well written. But in this case, we found that
you just got to put up
very
with the
good.
Ads.
Yeah, that's okay. That's no big deal.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Bruce and Henrietta. How you doing, Bruce?
Hang in there, guys. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. I have a question about the patch for the problem with Microsoft, one of the problems with Microsoft Windows. The NT file, they say you need it for NT, yet the only file they have for download off their website is one for server and one for terminal server. If I am only using Workstation, do I use the one for server, or do I have no problem because they don't offer a patch?
You have a problem, and they don't offer a patch.
Right.
You're not supposed to be running NT anymore, basically.
Right.
In Microsoft.
Oh, what about if I run DOS or if I run?
You're not supposed to be running those either.
You're on your own.
Right. They're not supported anymore, and you're on your own for any updates or any security patches that might exist.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that they already dropped NT.
Yep.
End of last year, I think it was. We have a link on our website also for the product lifecycle from Microsoft.
That's their way of saying go out and buy Windows 2000.
A brand new machine running Windows XP, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a number of enterprises I'm aware of that haven't gotten past NT because it's expensive.
Right, and they're basically out of luck. If any security holes are discovered, they're going to have to write the patch themselves or they're going to have to live with the potential.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just the, you know, the life cycle, and, you know, even though they're, you know, shortening it, I mean, how long can you, you know, keep a team on supporting when you're trying to move forward? You know, I mean, that's why I'm surprised 98 has lasted as long as it has, but it still is because it has such a solid base.
98 was only 5 years ago.
That's the only reason that they're, you know, still hanging into there. On that.
Plus, they know that no one bought ME or 2000. So now that XP is really getting pushed now, what would we say? 98 entered extended phase in June, which means that only the most critical patches are getting released for 98.
And that's only going to be through, what, a few more months?
A few more months, yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the information, guys. Have a good one.
Sure. Okay.
You too.
Okay, bye.
All right, next we're going to go to Dave on a car phone. You're pulled over, Dave?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Quick question. We have a network that we're running at work, and we constantly have a bunch of IT people to come in and charge us a lot of money. And we have two laptops that, for some reason, all the network connections, we run two domains, they just become disabled. There's always crazy stuff happening to the printers, and those two laptops are on 98. And they're two laptops that are Fujitsu that we bought at the same time. Mm-hmm. Is it possible we have just two bad machines, or is it something that we can change, or it drives us crazy and the guys that use them go nuts?
Well, one of the things you can try is to erase the hard drive and do a clean reinstall. But you know, as we mentioned earlier with Bruce, that the patches for 98 aren't being released anymore because it's entering its extended phase.
I heard that. That's what prompted me to call.
Do they have internal network cards?
Well, we put them on docking stations.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They do not. The network cards are in the docking station.
Yep.
I'm wondering if it's a network card.
Yeah.
If they're both
the
same.
Do you think the docking stations could be bad?
Could be.
I mean,
drivers for the network card.
Here's one thing you could try, and I mean, you can pick up, PCMCIA network card.
Okay.
Put that in one of the laptops. Don't put it in the docking station, and try hooking it up to the network there, you know, without the docking station, and see if that causes you an issue. Because you're saying they're both the same both the same laptops, giving you both the same problems, and they're both using desktops, or the docking stations, which means they're using the same type of network card. So it's like same. So if you happen to find somebody with a PCMCIA network card that you can borrow, or you know, pick one up, they're not that expensive, pop it in there and see by putting that in if that eliminates your problem with the network.
Okay. That's a very good suggestion. Thank you very much.
And Windows 98 support will be discontinued January 16th, 2004.
I mean, we should start moving everything to XP now?
Yeah.
You were supposed to have done that 2 years ago.
But, again, it's depending on what
we run some DOS applications and...
Right, there's
some accounting stuff, and it's a problem. When we're getting away from, we're going to be phasing it out in the next 2 months.
Yeah,
right, it's support. Yeah, support from Microsoft has ended, and you cannot expect any new patches, any security fixes, any other bug fixes for anything older than XP. Basically, let's see. Where's the Windows 2000 list? Windows 2000 is on a different page. So I'm looking through the link that we put up on our website too. On how far each. I don't know. No, my text is too big. Windows 98 is January 16th of next year, so you have 4 or 5 months before it's officially considered obsolete and support will end.
Doesn't most of the network that I've seen are still using 98? I mean,
right.
I think a lot of businesses have just started with XP just because everybody likes to see what bugs are in the system and work it out. And this week was a good example. We had to run around and update all our XP machines.
Right, but notice there is no patch for 98. They are
right.
Not. Yeah,
right, but 98 wasn't affected with this worm thing.
This one specific one, but the thousand other ones that are released every week that can affect a 98, and then there aren't any patches released for it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
All righty, very good. Thank you.
All righty, thank you much. We got time for another call? Okay, well, then we'll go to Tom in North Chile or Chile, whichever you want to say. Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing, guys?
Great. Yourself?
Not bad. I got a question about the downloading of music. It's totally illegal to do that now?
Yes, unless the artist or the publisher has told you you can. Any work, when it's created, has a copyright, and that means the artist controls the work, and you cannot copy it unless they tell you you can. So
right,
everything you find on Kazaa or Nutella or BearShare or LimeWire, virtually everything there is illegal. And a lot of times it's also used for distributing spyware and virus software, pretending to be some new song. You're trying to download the new Britney Spears song. It's actually a virus that's going to infect your system.
So right.
So because
I heard you talking earlier to someone else, they're having problems downloading software from, I forgot what.
Basically, unless the artist has specifically said you can copy their music, you cannot.
So how come they don't take these people off?
They are.
It's hard to. I heard the music industry is trying to crack down on it.
The RIAA, the Recording Industry of America, issued, 10,000 subpoenas in the last couple of weeks, trying to track down these people that they know are stealing the music. So it's right now they're mostly going against people that are serving the music. So if your hard, one of the features of Kazaa is that you serve all of your files out too. So if they find you're serving more than 5 or 10 files, they can legally subpoena your internet provider to give your name and address, and they will have you arrested for stealing the music.
Okay, Tom, we got to take a quick break, and we'll come back to your calls.
Thanks.
Once we're done with this break, you're listening to Soundbites on Wham 1180.
The end of summer is almost here, and it's time for one more party. The East End of Summer Jam, Friday, August 22nd. 4 outdoor stages with over 10 great bands spread throughout the East End. Accept no substitutions. Come and enjoy the food and beverage. Enjoy the entertainment. Enjoy the East End of Summer Jam, Friday, August 22nd. From 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. outside and until 2 a.m. inside. So make sure you don't miss the last hurrah of the summer of 2003. Bacardi and the Havana House proudly sponsor the East End of Summer Jam.
County Clerk Maggie Brooks.
When the state of New York shut down its downtown DMV office, I opened the new County Clerk's Metro mobile service, preserving routine DMV services in the city of Rochester. It offers service identical to the two mobile offices I operate in the suburbs, including U.S. passport services. Whether in the city or in the suburbs, check out the convenience of our mobile service. For hours and locations, call 428-4132 or go to monroecounty.gov.
Paid for by the Monroe County Republican Committee.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
For play-by-play and hole-by-hole coverage of the 85th PGA Championship, turn to the radio home of the PGA Championship today at 4, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
News Radio 1180 WHAM. It is Brad Davies from the Wham Morning News hanging out at Dick's in Henrietta. And I'm going to be here for about 15 more minutes. So if you have an opportunity, you want to stop by and say hello, please feel free to do that. I have some prizes I can give away, including some Red Wings tickets. They are taking on Scranton Wilkes-Barre coming up this Friday night. They have some videos and some other golf giveaways as well. Appropriately enough, we're hanging out in the golf section at Dick's today, obviously, with the PGA Championship in time. There's quite a focus in here. One of the big hot items they're advertising is on sale right now. The Nike drivers, regularly $299, $160. Yours for the asking. It's also Nike Week sale. A bunch of Nike sales throughout the course of the store here today. Come on down and check them out. Of course, Dick's will not be undersold, though. They always have low prices. I've done a little bit of shopping myself. If you get a chance, stop by. Make sure you say hello. I'm at Dick's right up until about 2 o'clock, 15 more minutes, in Henrietta with News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
No, we are the boys. And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I am Dan Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton. And we are taking your computer questions. And we're going to go all the way over to Batavia and talk to Rick. How can we help you today, Rick?
Hey, guys. I have a question that I don't know if I can do what I'm wanting to do, but my situation is I have a laptop computer for work. It's an IBM ThinkPad, and I have a home PC right next to each other. I'm connected to Roadrunner. I've got a, you know, the Ethernet card on the PC. I've got a PC MCIA card with the dongle and the regular network cabling,
mm-hmm.
Going into a Cisco router, and then the router to the modem and the modem out to Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get these two computers to talk to each other and share files back and forth?
It depends if your router is also a hub. And you've created a network between the two computers.
I haven't done that yet, yep. And I don't know how.
You just have to set up the sharing. What operating system is it?
Okay, now that may be the other issue. I have two different ones. I have 98 SE on my home PC and 2000 Professional on the laptop.
Okay.
Can I do it?
You can do it. They just have to be configured differently. Basically, you go to the network control panel and turn on file and print sharing.
Is that in the control panel
of both machines?
Both of them.
It's
okay.
they look different and the words are different, but
okay.
But generally you're looking for something that says
and the
file
key
and
thing
print sharing.
Is they have to both be set up with the same user group.
Right. Also in the network control panel is the identity tab, and you have to tell it what
identification.
What work group?
And both computers have to have the same work group listed.
Okay. So if one of them doesn't have that yet, can I create it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then I see that in the identification. Then I go out to configuration, and then file and print sharing.
File and print sharing needs to be turned on. You probably already have TCP network loaded for the Internet. You may want to load NetBUI, which is Microsoft's network protocol, and allows for browsing the network so you can see the other file server without typing.
And the other key
name.
Okay, say the name of that again, net what?
NetBUI, B-E-U-I or B-U-E-I, something
yeah.
like that.
The other key thing is once you set up the sharing of the folders within the networking there, then
yes.
you've got to double-click on My Computer, right-click on the, say, C drive, and there's going to be once you reboot, right-click on it, and then there'll show up a sharing, and you've
right.
got to set up the sharing to you're going to have a password on it, whether it's read-only,
okay.
full,
so once
whatever.
You turn on file sharing, you then have to tell it what to share.
Okay.
So what folder or what
okay,
hard drive
okay, that makes sense. I just
want
to get to the point where I can have them browse each other.
Because
mm-hmm. right now when I'm wanting to send a file, I package it up and send it as an attachment to an email.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that gets annoying.
Yeah, it sounds like you want to share like your whole hard drive on that too.
Right.
That'd be the easiest thing. And then you want to check the configuration in your router to make sure that it's not sharing your files out to the Internet. Unless you want it to. That's one of the things you can do is with your router is tell it to share through the Internet, not just through your network. So, say, when you're at work, you can log into your computer at home. But,
I see.
But that brings up the security issues. Of,
yeah.
You know, if you want anybody to get in, that means anybody can get in.
Because you open that port up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I definitely don't want to do that. So how do I make sure I don't do that?
Well, if you don't do anything, it's by
okay.
default closed.
Most
okay.
likely your router will not share unless you've already told it to allow the sharing.
I would have to go to the Cisco
configuration page in the router. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably got a firewall on there. So.
Right. All right. Well, I'll keep playing with this. If I have trouble, I'll call back.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You can probably also look in the help for how to share files. It's probably step-by-step instructions
yeah.
in there
well,
somewhere.
Well, Microsoft has it, and you can do a search on Google, setting up a home network, and they walk you right through it.
Yep. And
so,
the trick is it's different for every operating system.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next we're going to go to Tom and Henrietta. How you doing, Tom?
Pretty pretty good. I have some information about this NT patching for this whole security hole.
Yeah.
We've been using on the NT workstation the one for NT server.
NT server.
Yeah, we've been talking
very
with Microsoft, and it's the same patch.
Well, I know Bruce is still listening, so...
But it had to be Service Pack 6A, not 6, 6A.
Okay, so it's got to be at least 6A?
Yeah, so you had to go to, like, the command prompt and type in WinVer,
mm-hmm.
and then at the bottom it'll give you the
version.
The version explicitly. If you look on the other one, just tell you 6.
Mm-hmm.
But if you type in WinVer, then you get the 6A. It has to be that, or the patch won't work.
And then use the server version.
And use the server version. That's what we've been doing with a major corporation.
Fantastic.
Here,
right? Thank you very much.
And do you have plans to upgrade to NT to XP anytime soon?
No.
Yep.
With 30,000 computers, no.
Yep.
Hello. Ouch. That's called Chap Security, though, Tom.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, what we often see is that there's slow migrations as you start replacing your computers. I know, are you on a 5-year replacement cycle, probably?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So every 5 years, you buy new computers and have to deal with whatever OS they come on.
Right. Okay.
Very good. Thanks.
That was the information we're doing.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Love it when other callers can call in and... Well, 30,000 computers, he's dealing with a few of them at least.
And that probably is why he got an answer from Microsoft. I've got 30,000 computers here. If you don't tell me how to fix this, I'm not going to be running Microsoft anymore.
Just threaten Linux.
Yeah.
Oh! All right, next we're going all the way over to Caledonia and talk to Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Good. I have a question about a printer.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Hewlett-Packard JustJet 840C.
Yep.
And it says USB is not enabled or something. When I try to print,
mm-hmm.
it's already been set up, but it says that printer port is not reading or something.
Is it Windows 98?
Yeah.
All right. When you boot up, if you hit like the Dell or the F2 key, it'll take you into the setup of the BIOS.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go in there and make sure that your USB ports are enabled.
Okay.
Then you have to load, 4 patches now for USB under 98?
Well, if it's 98 second edition, you can just do the one.
There's only one, yeah.
Yeah.
98 doesn't support USB very well, basically because it came out before there was USB.
Right.
So here's another one of those cases where Microsoft had to release patches to enable the new technology. You might be better off just using the parallel cable and not trying to deal with USB.
All right.
Although USB is potentially faster.
Mm-hmm.
But typically with an inkjet, the mechanics of printing are slower than the speed of the data transmission anyway.
Yeah, you won't really notice it too much.
Okay. I have one more question.
Okay.
I think I have a virus, and a thing popped up that said virtual bouncer, and instead it's detected a parasite,
mm-hmm.
and its symptoms are it slows computer, and when you press the scroll button mm-hmm. on the internet and you go down, it'll drag it, so it's like a paint program kind of thing, and it'll screw up the whole page.
What antivirus software are you using?
Northrop Antivirus.
And it's up to date?
Yeah.
The other thing you might want to check out, too, is spyware.
Spyware?
Yeah, if you go to our webpage, soundbites.org.
Virtual Bouncer is a spy program.
And if you go down to, on the left, right-hand side, you'll see, I heard this website on your show. Click on that. It'll take you to the, you'll see a listing there right up the top, Adaware. Download and update. In other words, you'll download the program, install it. When you open that program up, the very first thing that you can do with it, it says check for updates. It only takes a few seconds. It checks. It'll tell you, yes, there is one, or no, you're okay. You run that program, and you'd be surprised. Dan still holds the record with us of 684 spyware programs on one machine.
I thought I would beat you that day. I had 400.
And, as a matter of fact, we got an email on our other account for Soundbites, and a guy, evidently you were talking to him, recommended running Adaware,
yep.
and it sped up his machine so fast he couldn't believe it, that spyware could bring it down that much.
There's so many things running in the background, what you want to run can't.
Right.
Even can slow down your network.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank Dan, Steve, and Rob, as always, for doing a great job on the board.
And smile for the Rob Cam.
Yeah, smile for the Rob Cam, and hopefully next week we'll have both cams going. so you folks can enjoy all of us. And, you know, take the limelight away from Rob a little bit. You know, I mean, Rob, you know, I know your mom really appreciates the effort that we're doing, keeping track of you so she knows what you're up to. Yep. He just started nodding, folks. You can watch it online. But, again, thank you very much. And we'll be talking to you again next week. Same bad channel, same bad time. And we'll be talking to you on 1180 WHAM Soundbites.
Mike, you have significant blockage in...